This isn't the Holy Letter of the Rebbe in volume 5. And this is in volume 5, letter number 1437. Baruch Hashem, this is the first day of Rosh Chodesh, Adar Tov Shin Beis, Brooklyn, Shalom Avracha. The Rebbe says, I received your letter from Monday, Yisroi, the portion of Yisroi. I received it in timely, and my response was delayed due to the yahrzeit from my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with the titles, and the preparation to the yahrzeit, and with those matters that are connected with the yahrzeit that followed. And Hashem Yisborech should help each of us to fulfill our shalichas, our message that my father-in-law pointed to, and he spread the way in which we should go, in the way of Torah and mitzvahs itself, that even in the way of Torah and mitzvahs itself, the Yitzhara finds various ways to weaken and to prevent the increase in that. I was very happy to read in your letter that you are very strong in your trust in Hashem Yisborech, and I hope that very soon that you will be able to see the fulfillment from your trust as far as your business goes in actuality. I am, however, surprised since that you trust in Hashem Yisborech with regards to the physical and your livelihood. So, of course, and for sure that you should strengthen your trust in Hashem Yisborech as far as your children and their conduct. This is something which touches a Jew more than his physical matters. And you, when you come to this subject, you write in your letter that you are satisfied or you comfort yourself that they are better than others, etc. For sure you heard the translation which is brought down in many books on the expression that we do in the Aleinu. We say Bashamayi Mimal Valoritz Mitochas, in the heavens above and the earth below. That when it comes to heavenly matters, spiritual matters, which are connected to Hashem Yisborach and Kedusha, that you always have to look at the top. You have to look to higher people and you have to see to it to rise to them. Valoritz Mitochas, on the earth below, that when it comes to physical matters, that you need to look downward. You have to look what's going on by the lower people. And such a perspective brings to that you are happy with your lot, and then you are truly rich. Then if you're happy with your lot, then you're really rich. It's superfluous to underline that Lubavitch, in general, and I specifically, do not say rebuke without a goal. So my intention with writing the above-mentioned lines is double. Number one, I want to participate that I can in your strength in the trust that Hashem Yisborach will give you parnasa and good health. But number two, I want to once again rehearse that which I have spoken with you when you were here, not to become tired about speaking to your children as far as conducting in matters of Torah and mitzvahs and the words of the Chachamim, especially when you give them gently, so then they're listened to with a blessing, so that you should be able to give notify good news.